Chi High Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight for the Toolbox game. It's Chi High and Eau Claire North, round number two. The first one went to the Cards in double overtime, and Ethan Foyle's goal. And Derek Strong with 30 saves. We beat them 5-4 back on the 7th of January. Since then, the teams have struggled. Chi High has lost 7 of their last 8, 11 of their last 14. North dropped 2 in a row and 4 of their last 5. And so got a couple of teams that are eerily similar here tonight. Chi High comes in here at 6-14-1 overall. Eau Claire North at 5-13-1 overall in conference. The Cards at 4-6-1, and the Huskies at 3-8. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart here with you, along with Connie Feeney. And our producer tonight, radio producer, is Zach Wycheck. Our YouTube producer here with us, Sam Aberle. We're also on Cards TV, so we got everything covered, audio and visual tonight. And no matter, you know, how the teams are playing, Connie, what time of the year it is, it's always a great rivalry game when the Huskies and Cards meet Eau Claire or Chippewa.
Absolutely. You know, they have that toolbox that they're fighting over, the red and baby blue toolbox. Cards came away with that last game. You know, they have 47 shots on net and won double overtime. I think the seniors, you know, it's senior night, they want to keep that. It's their night, and they want to keep that trophy.
Absolutely. Last game for the teams before seeding on Sunday, although I will say that North is going to play Superior on Friday. Chi High, though, this is their last game before the seeding meeting, and both teams struggling. The Cards coming off a really devastating loss to Rice Lake, 2-1, and the Huskies blanked by Menominee, 4-0. A couple of teams were at the bottom of the BRC, and so both these squads have to kind of pick up the pieces here and try to find something to play for and get ready for the playoffs.
Absolutely. You know, the Cards, they once you get past the first, you know, 6 or 7 teams that you know are going to be placed higher in that seeding, it's kind of anyone's guess. And losing to Rice Lake, that's not going to help, you know, Coach Luckowitz going into that meeting. And tonight, it would be a huge redemption if they can have a commanding win against North.
Yeah, they've already beaten them once, so, you know, they'll win the head-to-head series with the Huskies, maybe inch a little bit better than Eau Claire North in that seeding. Not sure how it's going to fall out here, but that's senior night. You got to win on your home ice on senior night.
Absolutely. You know, and Chi High has a core of good seniors. They have a great goaltender, and Derek Strong has been playing really well. Despite the loss in Rice Lake, he had a 92% save percentage. Yep. You know, that's all you ask for your goaltender to do is be above the 90s, and then the offense needs to put pucks in the net.
Yep. Derek's going to take the night off. The freshman, Andy Brovold, will start tonight. We'll get some numbers on the goalie matchup coming up. Time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Connie, what are the keys to the Cards picking up their 7th win of the year?
Yeah. Well, he's still the key to the game is North goaltender. You know, we had 47 shots on net, and it was a double overtime game. We have to get him moving and get him out of position to get a, you know, and solid shots on net. Rice Lake did an excellent job boxing out of the middle and getting all the shots from wide. And there were 26 shots on the Rice Lake goaltender. Only one went in, and that was in the final 3 minutes. So we have to do better at getting high-scoring opportunities and get that goaltender moving.
Carter Deuce is the goaltender for Eau Claire North. We'll get you his numbers in a moment. There you go, our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Our Cardinal countdown tonight ahead of the Huskies-Cardinals battle, BRC battle, and we'll send Connie on down to catch up with Matt Luckowitz in just a few moments. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and our WOGO Sports Channel on YouTube, and we'll be back.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Ander, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Chi High Hockey tonight on WOGO Cards TV and our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll never miss a game. We've got basketball and hockey, boys and girls hockey, throughout the winter season. So subscribe. Just go to WOGO and YouTube Sports, and you can find Cards TV at the bottom of our sports page, our sports schedule page at WOGO.com. The Cards at 6-14-1. Huskies come in at 5-13-1. Here's a goalie matchup for tonight for Eau Claire North. It's the sophomore Carter Deuce. We saw him in the first game. He is a very solid goaltender. Having a tough time, though, this year for the Huskies at 3-10-1. Goals against average at 3.60 and a save percentage of 9.04. And Drew Broebold will get the call, the freshman for Matt Lukowitz. And he comes in with a 3-5 record, a goals against average of 3.30, and a save percentage of 9.01. Guys, Derek Strong and Drew Broebold have been splitting time. Strong's gotten more of that. And Matt Lukowitz going with the freshman here tonight as Chi High begins to wind it down with only two more games after this one. They're going to be at Menominee and on the road at New Richmond to finish out the regular season. We'll find out where they're going to show up in the playoffs coming up after this weekend. This is the 107th meeting between the two teams. Chi High leads it in the overall series, 57 wins, 46 losses, and 3 ties. The Cards swept North last year 8-1. 7-0 on their way to the state tournament. And this year a little bit different with all those guys gone. Chi struggling at times, and North struggling at times as well. Coaching matchup, Ryan Parker in his 11th season as head coach of the Huskies, and Matt Luckowitz 10 years behind him, his first season, his freshman year as head coach of the Chi-High Cardinals. And Huskies had a couple of seven-game losing streaks last year, and so they've been through some rough times. Eau Claire North losing two in a row, being outshot by Menominee in their latest game on Tuesday, 34-23, in a 4-0 shutout for the Mustangs, and then losing to New Richmond 5-2. Talked to Ryan Parker before the game and thought they played pretty tough against a very good New Richmond team, but lost that over on the road 5-2. Beat Rice Lake 5-3 before that. And Chi-High, as we mentioned, losing to the Warriors up at their home ice this week, at a really a devastating loss for Chi-High. The Warriors near the bottom of the conference, and one that Chi-High would love to have back again, but they lost 2-1 up there at Rice Lake. So we are scheduled to have Matt Luckowitz join us. We'll see if somebody can pop in and bring him out for that on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Got high school hockey tonight. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have boys basketball. It's going to be Chi-High hosting Rice Lake in hoops at the Birdcage, 6:55 pregame show for you on WOGO, WOGO.com, and on our YouTube channel. And then on Tuesday, our final regular season hockey game before the postseason, as the CFM girls host St. Croix Fusion, and a great matchup here. Two outstanding teams in the BRC, and we'll bring it home to you at 6:40 pregame show on Tuesday night before we get into the stuff that matters, at least more significant from that standpoint, the postseason here. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more. This is Cardinal Countdown, our pregame show, Chi-High and Eau Claire North on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel, and we'll be back.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Chi High Hockey tonight on WOGO Radio, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. Both teams having some tough times as of late. Cards at 4-6-1 in the BRC, and the Huskies at 3-8. And, well, you know, even teams pretty much on record-wise, and so we should see a pretty good game here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really going to come down to who comes out more disciplined and who comes out playing stronger. You know, I heard you kind of give some recapping, and it sounded like it was a 5-2 New Richmond game for the North.
Yep.
You know, that's a really good showing for North.
That's not bad at all.
New Richmond's a very good club. They have a lot of really good talent. They're going to probably finish third, you know, in sectional seeding,
right.
You know, potentially. So, I think that shows North has been playing well, and hopefully our freshman Drew Brovald plays a great game and they come out strong.
Yeah. He'll be in nets tonight for the Chi High Cards, and a sophomore, Carter Deuce, for the Huskies here tonight. Chi High and Eau Claire North, 107th time the two teams have met on the ice. Takes up a lot of years here, and senior night at the Chippewa Ice Arena. So it's good to have you along. And crowd filling in here, beginning to fill the building, and ready for some high school hockey for Chi High and Eau Claire North. Teams are on the ice. Chi High in their home whites, and the Huskies in their Columbia blue sweaters with the black breezers and the white and blue trim here tonight. All right, here's the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, with tonight's starting lineups.
I'm ready for the introduction of the starting line. First, introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire North Huskies, in goal, number 30, Carter Deuce. The defenseman, number 15, Easton Parker. And number 16, Caden Magnuson. At center, number 22, Garrett Stang. And the wings, number 10, Jackson Anderson. And number 21, Ty Hyatt. And the rest of the Huskies, along with their head coach, Ryan Parker, and assistant coaches, Matt Newton, Braden Thillman, and Nick Deary. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals, we're going to introduce tonight's youth hockey player of the day. And he'll be escorted to the blue line by number 27, Ethan Foyles. Grayson Newton Knutson plays forward on the Mite White team and is in the second grade at Parkview. His favorite NHL team is the Chicago Blackhawks. And Grayson's parents are Ashley Nays and Kevin Knutson. Ladies and gentlemen, player of the day, Grayson Newton. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Andrew Brovald. The defenseman, number 4, Brett Krista. And number 5, Sam Hebert. The center, number 18, Easton Skelton. And the wings, number 10, Carter Johnson. And number 17, Andrew Johnson. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Lekowitz, and assistant coach, Jason Krista.
All right, there you go. Tonight's starting lineups for Chi High as the Cards host the Huskies in a BRC battle. We'll be back. We'll go radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. My name's Greg Stewart. Connie Feeney to my left. And our radio producer is Zach Wycheck. Our video producer for YouTube is Sam Aberle. Our officials tonight, Lee Darrow is a linesman. Dash Amato and Dennis Felton are the referees. And shake-up for the Chi High lineup-wise here tonight, Connie, with some younger kids on the forward line, and a couple of veterans back at the blue line.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a new line combination. Easton Skelton normally is a center, but he's playing left side wing, it looks like. And Carter Johnson is the center on this line. We'll see what happens. I guess, you know, after the last few games, you got to try everything.
Shake the tree, huh? That's what Matt Luckless is doing, trying to wake his team up before the postseason. So we're underway, a battle for it along the Eau Claire North blue line. Cards will dump this one in on the right wing side. Rimmed around. It's going to come all the way back out to the center circle and tap the side by Hebert. And loose right along the middle stripe here and gunned in by the Huskies. They'll peel off on a quick line change here. Chi High looking to break out. They got out to neutral ice. Hebert skated it out to center and he'll retreat back to his defensive position. Cards in a quick change as well. Dane Krista's line out there right now. Here is Brett Christus, spins, and his exit pass was tipped aside and over the glass and up out of play. Good amount of students out here right up against the window on the far boards there.
I think they had a number of youth players as well come out to help support the seniors on their, you know, special night. It's good to see a good crowd out here.
So Ryan Parker's going to throw his second line out there right now. That's Woolley, Tillman, and Lazat. And here we go. Drop in the Chi High zone. And the Huskies will just carry it back to open up some space in their own defensive north end of the ice here. It'll be picked up by Hunter Boss. He'll throw it around the boards. And here come the Huskies. Far side is Kohler. He comes up to the blue line. Watches one in, and Chi High will take over. Banged against the far boards. Cards cleared out to center to Sam Johnson. He couldn't quite control it. Johnson trying to get in the shadow of a Husky player. That's Carson Kohler bringing it into the Chi High zone. They laid it in just a few feet, and the Cards will clear up the ice, and there's Austin Fournette. He'll dump one in, head to the bench for a change. Cards get back to that senior defensive squad. And here comes Ethan Foyles. Foyles on the pick. The INT throws this one to the right wing corner. And that one drilled into the left elbow now, or right elbow, and bounces back out. And the Huskies will carry it up into the Chi High zone. Just a couple of minutes into this one, no score. Chi High and Eau Claire North. We had the earlier game, and what a thrilling end that was. And here comes Chi High right now. Jackson LeMay comes in and buries it. Hit behind the goaltender, Deuce. LeMay by himself took a feed from deep in the Chi High zone, so there should be an assist.
Looks like Ethan Foyle's got the assist on Jackson LeMay. Good two seniors working together. All seniors out on that shift getting the plus for plus minuses. Excellent job showing up as a senior group and leadership.
2:18. When Chi High put it in the first period here. And the Cards are on the board. It's Jackson LeMay's 15th goal of the year. 15 goals for Jackson. Just two assists on the season. He's the goal scorer. 17th point. Just a couple of points behind leading scorer Ethan Foyles. But Foyles picks up an assist as well. So he's got 20 points. First 20-point scorer of the year for Chi High. And they lead it 1-0 on the goal at 2:18. Another assist going to Brett Carlson. And that's where we are. So the seniors getting the action right here. And it's 1-0 Chi High. Cards bring it in on the right wing side. Try to set up shop out of the right elbow. Here's Eau Claire North with the poke check. And they carry it into the Chi High zone. That's Lazat. Drop this one right wing corner. Cards with a 1-0 lead. Shots with just 1-0. That's it. Huskies have yet to put one on Drew Broboll. Here are the Huskies carried to the fence on the far side. Cards trying to prevent him coming into the zone, but it's going to be picked up by Magnuson. He'll walk it to the bottom of the right wing circle. A battle right along the fence on the far side. Here's Chi High in the outlet to Andrew Johnson. Andy skates across the blue line. Lays one in. The Cards in the midst of a line change, so he was by himself. And this one is lugged up the ice by the Huskies and dumped in. It's in the right wing circle. A battle for it right there. All kinds of players mixed up in that right wing wheel. And this one thrown on net by Easton Parker for Eau Claire North. There's first shot on goal for the Huskies here tonight. That one ricochets left wing corner. And it's up against the wall. Jammed up against the boards right behind Drew Broboll. Here's Chi High with some room to maneuver. It is Andrew Johnson. Johnson lays it left wing side. Going to be picked up there by Easton Skelton. Skelton tried to walk it deep in the Eau Claire North zone, but poke checked off his stick. And it comes back deep at the south end of the barn here, the Chi High D zone. Here's Skelton, took a feed from his own defensive zone. Again, tried to walk it in, but was stepped. The Husky stepped up and put the wall right in front of him. Skelton's got it right now. Tried to carry it into the Husky zone, and the INT right there for Eau Claire North. Jammed up against the wall on the far side. Chi High drubbed it in. We've got a delayed offsides call. Everybody's got a touch up here with 12:11 left to go in the first period. Huskies, the outlet on the near side, swept off the stick of Anderson, but he retreats and picks it up, and this one, oh, look out, hit the window right in front of me. Glad I've got glass to my right here. That one deflected up high and definitely out of play.
That's the first time that's happened to you?
Yeah, I think so, at least in a long time. I haven't had anybody throwing pucks at me for a long time here.
They must not like what I'm saying. Yeah.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Face off, glove side of Deuce, the sophomore goaltender for Eau Claire North. Cards push it in deep, and now they'll try to set it up. Jumping in was Brett Carlson from his D spot. He just wrapped that around the boards, didn't get a whole lot on it, and Eau Claire North has got it. They'll pick it up. Backhand pass into the zone. It's going to be intercepted by Chi High and dumped in. Huskies retreat. Their defense picks it up. They work the wall on the far side. And this one is going to be taken by Tillman and dumped in off the wall into the Chi High zone. Cards and the Huskies tonight 106 times. This is the 107th meeting between the two programs. 11-12 left to go here in the period, and the puck floats out of play here. 1-0 Chi High, the goal at 2:18 of the first.
not a lot of shots on net.
No, just
yet.
One apiece.
Kind of, yes. A lot of neutral zone play, a lot of back and forth action, but not a lot getting low to either goaltender.
JV team lost to the Huskies 4-3 earlier tonight. This one is dumped into the left wing corner and a battle for it at the hash marks in the Chi-High zone between the wheels, and Chippewa finds a loose change. Here they come. Andy Johnson carries up to the line at the Eau Claire North zone. Dumps that one in, comes around, and Eau Claire North has got it right now. Here come the Huskies trying to get some momentum here, get the score tied up. Dumped in by Eau Claire North. This one comes hard off the wall, but nobody there for the Huskies to pick it up, and it's loose on the half wall in the Chi-High zone. Johnson picks it up, goes rake wide for Austin Fournette. Now here comes Britton Belongi. He's a senior, and he moves it into the right wing corner, and it pops right back out again. 7 minutes burned up here in the first period, and a 1-0 Chi-High lead. Sam Johnson's line coming out now after the change. Johnson out there trying to forecheck, but Eau Claire North got it deep in the Chi-High zone without icing. Here is Brett Carlson. Works the wall on the far side. Chi-High, the exit pass over to Matt Fournette. And here's Sam Johnson. Takes a shot. That one kicked into the corner by Deuce. And here comes North. Little tap pass there for Stang. And Garrett moves in. Tries a shot. Partially blocked by Brett Carlson with 9:29 left to go. As the puck deflects into the left wing corner. Here's a shot on net. Another one on the rebound. And Broble with a couple of big saves right there to preserve the shutout. Here is Mosler, turns in the center circle at the logo, dumps this one left wing corner, and Chi-High, the Huskies in the midst of a change, so all their players except for one were off the ice, and they've got it right now out of neutral. Here is Magnuson, crosses the line, and then was stood up, and here is Andy Johnson coming back the other direction with a one-timer. Hit a stick, and that one will deflect high to the netting behind the goaltender. 8:54 left to go here in the first period. Chi-High is up 1-0. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Chi-High's got it. Off the draw, they try to send it back to the point. Got through the legs of Belongi. And this one tapped ahead as Chi-High will try to turn it back into the Husky zone. Tapped in. Andy Johnson kept it on sides. Good job there as he slid over to his right. Johnson comes in and then lost the puck. Picked up it behind Deuce, the goaltender, and cleared out to neutral and through neutral by Eau Claire North with 8:15 left to go. Here is Belongi. Fanned on it a little bit, but got it ahead. And it is Ethan Foyles. Foyles with that game winner in the first game. Foyles takes a pass from Jackson LeMay. A couple of seniors right there, but couldn't finish. And it is lugged all the way down by Eau Claire North. Long pass out to neutral. Off the stick of Carlson. Beyond the red line, so no icing. That one tipped into the Husky zone, and Eau Claire North will bring it up. And it's brought in by Gronimus. Gronimus will carry it left wing corner now with 7.5 left to go in the first period. And here is Brett Carlson, senior defenseman for Chi-High. He feathers this one off to his left, comes back out. Ethan Foyles was there and got into a little bit with a Husky player. Now here's a centering pass. Chi-High lifted a stick, and this one is cleared back out to center ice by the Cards. 7:09 left to go. Loose in the Chi-High zone. Tracking it down right wing corner was Anderson. Paid the price as he got spun around on the check, and then he comes back, tries to deliver one on Brett Krista. Krista's a bigger player, football player, and probably not going to win too many of those battles on the half wall. Right on the yellow stripe now. Gronimus retreats, picks it up, tries to dump it in low. Chi High on the INT will pick it up, but they can't clear. And here comes Easton Parker. Parker moves in. His shot is dropped off the glove of Brobold and back to the point. One-timer as Parker loads up. That one went wide with 6.5 left to go. And they're starting to put some wax on the freshman goaltender here. Comes out to neutral for Magnuson. He'll reverse, backs up, leaves it off to his right. And here's a shot. That one blocked out in front. Another one off the center CF on the logo on the jersey of Brobold and cleared by Chi High all the way down. So that'll draw the icing call right here.
This line that Chi High has, their second line, I think their average height might be 5'3".
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
The diminutive line.
Yes.
With Sam Johnson out there. And Austin Frenette's no giant either. On this line,
no.
You got
Maddie Frenette and Dane Krista.
Dane Krista.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are over 5'5".
They have to run around a shower to get wet, huh?
Yeah.
5:58 left to go. This puck loose in the left wing corner in the Chi High D zone. Shots are 4-3 in favor of the Huskies, but Chi High leads it 1-0 as it comes loose through center ice, tipped aside. And here is the aforementioned Sam Johnson. Johnson walks it across, drop pass right there for Dane Krista. But his shot, wrist shot, hit a Husky player out in front. And Eau Claire North will gun this one all the way down. And there's icing. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Both these teams, of course, in Section 1. Be interesting to see on Monday how that seating goes between Eau Claire North and Chi High and where they fall in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Between these two teams, and you have Toma that also has a, you know, under section that, you know, where are they going to fall in with them? And
yep.
Yeah.
Marshfield and Merrill and
DC
some of those.
Everest, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of teams.
Wisconsin Rapids. So it'll be interesting. Here's Brett Carlson. Carlson carried it into the left wing wheel. And lost the rock, and it's loose. Centering pass. That one redirected by Foyles, but hauled in and stopped by Deuce, Carter Deuce, the sophomore. 5 minutes exactly left to go, first period. Chi High hanging on to a 1-0 lead here, and they've got the puck right now. It is Carlson who backs up, turns, and rips one. Hit a player and deflected into the right wing corner. Eau Claire North in transition now. Has it in the Chi High zone. Feathered over on the left wing side. And the Cards trying to push it ahead. They finally get it out to center ice, but Eau Claire North is right there. And here is Kohler. Kohler comes across the line on the near wing. His shot wildly wide. And it comes back to the point for Jackson Anderson. Anderson moves in, loads up a shot. That hit Brovold. Back to the point now. 4:19 left to go. And it's cleared out to neutral. And Chi High sets up shop in the zone. Here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay moved in. A shot just missed. And this one's going to dribble across the line. But right there is Austin Frenette. He steps up and guns one in. And the Cards touch up to get on sides here. 3:58 left to go and counting in the first period. And the Huskies' Cam Mosler comes up and leaves one for a teammate. That one gunned right into Brobold. A couple of big saves for the freshman. And here comes Chi High on the counter. It is LeMay. Tried the toe drag. That didn't work. And this one tipped back out to neutral ice as Carlson looked off to his left. And the shot is made by Eau Claire North. But just wide of Brobold with 3:26 left to go. And
looks a like
whistle stops
offsides.
Play, yep. Lee Darrow will call the offsides here. Well, if you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports like we're doing right now, you can apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. All you have to do is contact me, Greg Stewart, at gstewart@wwib.com or call 715-723-1037. We can put you right in the middle of the action and be a part of our WOGO sports team covering Chi High McDonald. Here's Carter Johnson. Carter on that opening lineup. He's going to drive it into the left wing corner, and then he got driven into the wall. 3:11 left to go. Puck loose in the right wing corner, and Chihai's got it. Here is Easton Skelton, cycles it down low, and the give and go out in front. Back to Skelton from Andy Johnson. Skelton just misfired on that. It went into the right wing corner. Here is Easton right now. Tries to stop and just lay one out in front. That was knocked aside by the Huskies, and this one is cleared. Going to be dumped all the way down, and an icing call here against ECN.
I like the good offensive pressure, though, on that last shift. Yeah, they're working well. And here's our second line that we were just talking about. Back out there.
Yeah, Matt Frenette will take the draw. Off to his left to Sam Johnson. Right now, it is Hebert. Hebert had it at the blue line. Tried to lay one into the corner, and that one didn't work. Eau Claire North got in the way. And it's loose, and the Huskies will bring it up. They got to the neutral ice, lost it right there. Chihai dumps it back in with 2:23 left to go in the game clock here in the first. One score in the game at 2:18. From Jackson LeMay, that's where we sit right now. 1-0 lead for Chihai in a long-running series. Here come the Huskies again. A shot on net. High rebound left there by Broebold. It was Ty Hatz who had the shot, the wrist shot. Broebold made the save. Got some off-wing help from the Cards D. And the puck dribbles back into the Eau Claire North zone. Here is Hebert. Retreats, picks it up, goes cross ice now. For Krista. And it's out of neutral. Brett Carlson makes it through one player. Carlson on the half wall, then pinned up, pitched up against the wall. Lost the biscuit. And here is North dumping it into the left wing corner. 90 seconds left to go here in the first period. The puck back in the Chihai zone for Lazat. Lazat's got it. Threw it back out to the point. Shot right there by Easton Parker. Didn't make it through. Here is Ethan Foyles. Foyles off to his right. Skates into the corner. And the Cards step up. There's a nice move right there by Austin Frenette. To step up and try a shot. That one into the glove, though. The goaltender Deuce. He'll hang out with a 1:07 left to go here in the period.
Much different game than last time we faced North. We had a total of 47 shots. We only have six this period. Definitely a lower offensive game and more of that neutral zone play tonight.
Two teams looking desperately for a win here tonight. Both coming off losses and losses to teams that you would think they'd normally beat. The Huskies to Menominee, Chihai to Rice Lake. So that's how it's gone for these two teams this year. Cards defense playing catch, retreating to their own zone, looking to open up some ice here. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the period. And the Huskies will do the same. They'll just backpedal and try to work it on the near wall. Loose out of neutral. Here is LeMay. Spins away from some pressure. And poke checked off the stick of Ty Hatz. And into the right wing corner. The Cards trying to manufacture some offense here in the closing seconds of this first period. 20 seconds to go as it's gunned off the boards and deep in the Card zone with 15 seconds to go. Here is Krista trying to hit the tape of Sam Hebert. Icing's going to be waved off. They thought Eau Claire North could have touched it. 5 seconds to go in the period and loose at neutral ice. And we've got 1.5 seconds left to go as the puck flies out of the rink. Face off at the dot outside the Eau Claire North D zone. Just enough time to drop it and head to the locker room here. There it is. Time's going to run out. Shots 7-6 in favor of the home team, and they lead it 1-0 after one. And both teams kind of keeping the shots generally out to the outside here tonight, and not a ton of offensive, you know, good quality chances.
No, I think there was that one flurry of activity earlier, maybe like third of the way through the first period against Drew Broebold. He came up with a couple saves right away, and other than that, you know, they have been a lot of the outside chances, and then, you know, same thing we've seen all season, some missed passes and some missed opportunities when we have gotten the puck in North zone. where it's a pretty close call, but, you know, it's some of those younger players doing that, and you're going to expect that to trail off, you know, starting end of the season into next season.
Time running out for both teams. Chi-Hi with two games left, and Eau Claire North after tonight has got four games left, so they've weighted it heavy at the end of the season, but we're down to a week and a half or so of hockey, and then heading into the postseason.
Right, which, you know, we'll find out, I think, after this weekend where Chi-Hi is going to land. Unfortunately, they haven't made the best case for themselves. You know, they beat teams like Hudson.
Right.
But then they come out and, you know, don't do so well against teams like Rice Lake. And Rice Lake played a great game, though, so you can't knock them for that.
Right, and I was thinking about, you know, both these teams have had their moments against good competition. Chi-Hi beat Hudson. You know, we played some teams really tough. U School, we took them into double overtime.
Yes.
The Huskies, the same. I mean, they tied Superior 2-2. They lost by one goal to a NIDA team that's ranked this year. So they've had their moments, but not enough moments. And then you drop one that you should win. It's really tough when you get to the time, Super Bowl Sunday, when all the coaches get up at 7 in the morning and decide who's going to play where.
Right, absolutely. You know, they didn't help make the best case for themselves, but that's neither here nor there. We'll just see what happens. But as far as tonight, you know, I think there's some good energy happening. It'll be, you know, key, though, that they keep the momentum up for the favor of themselves.
Yeah, Huskies, like a lot of teams, bit by the flu bug. You know, it's hard to beat that bug, and so they've got some guys that are not feeling the greatest here tonight. That's gone through the Chippewa locker room as well, and just about every team has had to put up with that this season. So they're a little bit short or a little bit undermanned here tonight, but no excuses for Ryan Parker. They trail it 1-0, so still anybody's game here. Chi-Hi at Eau Claire North, and we'll continue. We're on Cards TV tonight, and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that and never miss a game. And, of course, WOGO, WOGO.com, worldwide, 680 AM and 103.1 FM. Seniors tonight for Chi-Hi being introduced here tonight between the first and second periods, being recognized for their contribution to Chi-Hi hockey. And I think we'll keep it right here and just talk about them a little bit and what they've meant to the program. They've been through a lot, these seniors. That, of course, had a great team last year that made it down to state and probably the best Chi-Hi team ever, and unfortunately lost in the state semifinal in overtime last year. But these players have known that mountaintop, and now struggling this year with a team that lost a lot of those players from last year's team. So they're going to be introduced here tonight and recognized for what they've brought to the program. And they've got their pictures on posters around the glass down there.
Yeah, it's really cool. They did that. They did that during the JV game. And, you know, it just really shows that this isn't a young team. I think oftentimes people are like, oh, they lost so much last year. It's a young team. But, you know, what, 10, 12 seniors? I mean, that's a pretty good crew.
Nine of them, yep.
Yeah, to stick it out and all 4 years and didn't, you know, give it up or anything like that, that's really good numbers.
Yeah, and some of these seniors didn't get a lot of playing time
coming
in here this year.
So. No, they still haven't gotten a ton of ice time, or they've only played mostly JV. But I just think that just shows the love of the sport, and they're dedicated to keep playing and being a part of the program.
Yep. So Steve Gibbs announcing the seniors for this year's team. Their pictures being taken. Brett Krista, the defenseman, being introduced with his parents out there. Yeah. I said the most stitches in a single season for Brett Krista. Maybe we should get him on mic there. Why don't we put Steve Gibbs on mic here, and everybody can hear what he's got. Some good lines here.
Ryan and Angela Hebert. His nickname is Mega Minus. Sam is a defenseman and is one of the captains on the team. Sam, like most of the seniors, favorite high school hockey memory is being undefeated in the Big Rivers Conference and the state run last year. He plans to run track in college at the University of St. Thomas. Next up, number 12, Zachary Buchanan and his parents, Daniel and Tammy Buchanan. His nickname is Zapuka. Zach is a forward. Zach, like many of the seniors, will miss being around his friends in the bus ride. He plans on going to UW-Eau Claire for pre-dentistry. Next up, number 15, Brett Carlson and his parents, Kurt and Jessica Carlson. His nickname is Carl. Brett is a forward and is one of the captains on the team. Brett's advice for the underclassmen is to enjoy it while it lasts. He is planning to go to CVTC to study construction management. Next up, number 17, Andrew Johnson and his mom, Michelle Johnson. Andrew would also like to give a big shout out and thank you to his Uncle Mike and Aunt Shannon Johnson for their support throughout the hockey career. His nickname is AJ What's Up. Andrew is a forward. His favorite high school hockey memory is staying in the hotel with the boys on their overnight stay. He is planning to go to Stout or CVTC for something in the trades. Next up, number 21, Jackson LeMay and his parents, Eric and Sarah LeMay. His nickname is Lem. Jackson is a forward. His advice for the underclassmen is to listen to his elders. He plans to run collegiate track and major in business. Number 25, Britton Belanger and his parents, Chris and Misty Belanger. His nickname is Wally. Britton is a defenseman. His favorite team dinner was Eli's mom's lasagna. He plans to go to UWEC or CVTC after high school. Next up, number 27, Ethan Foyles and his parents, Eric and Aaron Foyles. His nickname is Tinner. Ethan is a forward. What he will miss most about high school hockey is the student section and laughing with the guys during pranks. His plans for next year are to play junior hockey. Number 30, Ethan Norman and his mom, Sarah Norman. His nickname is Norm. Ethan is a goalie. His favorite team dinner was going to VSA for food in the games. He plans to study history in college. And our last senior, number 35, Derek Strong. And his parents, Eric and Melissa Strong. His nickname is Rock. Derek is a goalie. What he will miss about high school hockey is playing with the people he grew up with. His plans for next year are to play junior hockey in Canada. Everybody, let's give these seniors a big round of applause. And a bigger round of applause to the parents.
Amen to that. It's senior night here in Chippewa Falls. Seniors introduced and parents given a rose. That's a lot of work, boy, through the years when you think of all the trips and practices from youth hockey all the way through high school. Lots of miles and lots of hours. So
yes,
hats off to the parents and the players as well.
Lots of oil changes on the vehicles.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Well, we'll come back. We're between the first and second period after one. It is Chi High 1 and Eau Claire North nothing. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Ander, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Cards up 1-0 on Eau Claire North after one period here tonight. The score by Jackson LeMay picks up his 15th goal of the year, his 17th point. Assists going to Brett Carlson and Ethan Foyles. That's where we are at goal at 2:18 of the first. Cards and Huskies both struggling to score. In fact, it's interesting, Connie, that both teams came in scoring a total of 52 goals, exactly the same.
Isn't that funny? Huskies
have played, I think, a game fewer than Chi-Hi.
Well, Chi-Hi went through, what, 9-10 periods without a goal earlier this year? Yep. You know, they were playing some good competition, but still not a good statistic you want
really
to have.
Really struggle scoring, and goals per game is pretty close, too. The Huskies at 2.74 and Chi-Hi at 2.48. And so, I mean, you look at these two teams, and statistically, they're almost mirror images of each other.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, probably indicative of why they ended up going into double overtime. And today, I think shots on goal are almost identical.
It's 7-6.
Yeah, I like the one differential that we have a point.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yes. That's for sure.
But, yeah, it's, you know, we are very similar teams, blue-collar working teams. You know, there's not a lot of flash and pizzazz, you know, that North has experienced in the past decade and Chi-Hi experienced last year, these high-end, high-caliber players that can really be game-changers.
Right.
Neither team has that right now. And, you know, you have to outwork each
other. Absolutely. It's got to be a team game for sure because they just don't have a guy who can pick up either team and take it, put it on his shoulders.
No.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wasgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. They serve the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wasgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wasgala.com. And if you'd like to join us, be a part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, you can apply today for an immediate part-time position. Flexible hours. It's a paid position. Contact yours truly, Greg Stewart, the logo sports director, G Stewart at WWIB.com, G S T E W A R D at WWIB.com, or call 715 723 1037. A couple of Section 1 teams here. The section's going to go through Superior this year. Whoever goes to state, the last two teams left are going to go up to Superior to play that sectional final. And, Superior's got a chance to play at home. You've got Spash, a great team, number one in the state right now. They're in this section. Eau Claire Memorial. Just Hudson is right there.
Wausau
New
West.
Richmond, Wausau West. I think we've got a lot of teams that, could come up with an upset in that section.
Absolutely. Spash is going to be number one in seeding. And then I think Wausau West has a shot. Of getting number two spot, which is really the one that's up for grabs, depending on where everything falls. But, some really well-coached teams, some well-disciplined teams, and they're doing very well. And, this section is always very tough to get out of. And once you do, you have a good shot. Last year, we could have, would have, should have season.
I know.
And it's still hard to even think about, even today when the seniors are saying their favorite memories. And
last year,
it's like you get that little bit of bitter taste.
How could that
happen?
I know.
But, hopefully in years to come, the kids will still look back and have good,
what a great season it was.
Yes, because really, they won the BRC. They were just
swept through. They were the first team to go through the expanded BRC without a loss last year. They beat everybody.
They had some depth and then depth on their roster, It was just a fun team to watch. And I'm glad, though, to see the good crowd out here tonight, given the fact that this team isn't winning as much and it's not as exciting to watch, speak. But it's still, there's, some of the same players still contributing. We have our core defensemen, Sam Hebert and Brett Krista, who put in so many minutes per game, and they just have an endurance like no other. Doing really well.
Yep. So let's see if they can add to the 1-0 lead right now. Coming into the second period, Chi-High up 1-0 on Eau Claire North. We'll take another break and be ready for puck drop to start the second here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio, Cards TV, and YouTube, our WOGO Sports Channel on YouTube, and we will return in just 3 minutes.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Greg and Connie with you here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Our radio producer is Zach Wycheck, and Sam Aberle, our grip and producer for YouTube TV. You can catch us on YouTube for all our games, including tomorrow night. It's Dandy Chi-High Boys hosting Rice Lake in Buckets, 6:55 pregame. Caleb Swenson will have the call for you from the Chippewa Birdcage, from the Chippewa Falls High School, 6:55 pregame tomorrow night. We'll be back here on Tuesday for the last regular season hockey game of the year. It's going to be the CFM Sabres hosting the St. Croix Fusion in girls hockey, 6:40 pregame show on Tuesday here on WOGO and our YouTube channel. That should be a good one. CFM beat the Fusion over there.
Huge game for them. Absolutely. I'm trying to get an update on their score tonight. They're down in, I think, is it on Alaska?
Alaska tonight,
yeah,
yep.
Trying to get an update on their score. But, yeah,
they
that
beat
would be.
Viroqua.
Yes,
here,
that was such a great act of sportsmanship, that whole game.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I was so impressed with Coach Hogan and how she handled that and just this, the class that was shown.
Yes.
Was huge, because we're trying to grow girls hockey, not just squish it.
Right.
And you have a team that's rebuilding, you don't need to do that. And it was great. And it gave all her seniors on senior night a chance to play. And that was amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. Yeah, they're going someplace, I think, with Michaela in charge of that team.
Absolutely.
And, so it should be a dandy. We'll have it for you on Tuesday. Chi-High, McDonald, Menominee, the co-op team, the CFM Sabres here at home hosting the St. Croix Fusion. They have been dominant in girls hockey for a number of years, and so it'll be fun to
forever.
See them. Since forever, yeah.
Yes.
That's about right.
Yes, they draw from the Baldwin River Falls Co-op Black Cats, who always have solid numbers. They usually have two teams at every level, and that helps. Numbers help.
You bet. All right, both teams on the ice, and we're just about ready for puck drop here to start our second period. On WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, lead Darrow parked at center ice. Right in the big circle there, ready to drop the puck. And the Cards will have Carter Johnson out there along with Andrew Johnson and Easton Skelton to start this period here. Andy Johnson up front. Carter Johnson out there.
I don't see the fifth.
I'm still looking for the fifth player as well. We could play with five. It's okay. Eau Claire North has got five. There's no penalties. We have not had a penalty here called yet tonight.
Oh, don't say it.
Yeah. Well, I watched the JV game. They should have put ice in the penalty box and just played the game right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were so many guys in the. Here's Easton Skelton. So Skelly on the left wing here. Or is he going to get. No, he's going to take the draw. Little change here as Carter Johnson moves to his left, so he's the left wing. Andy Johnson on right wing, got the couple of seniors defensively, Hebert and Krista, and here we go in the second period, back in the Chi-High zone. Here is Hebert feeding Krista on the near wing. He'll work it up to neutral, tipped aside right there, but Hebert's going to step up and hammer this one off the wall as it's foisted into the left wing corner. Huskies on the breakout. Hebert stepped up but couldn't get to the rock, and Eau Claire North has got it right now. Bringing it across the line is Woley. Woley bodied a little bit and decided just to rim the cup here and brings it around the right wing side. And it's going to be Carter Jackson Anderson, pardon me, for Eau Claire North. His Carry out was stripped, and it's into the Husky zone. Cards try to step up to hold the zone, but they can't. And here is his exited left wing side for Ty Hotz. Hotz done one in, but that was cut off. And here's Sam Johnson trying to chase it down to the zone. Johnson with some quick skates got to the puck. Left out in front. A quick shot right there by Dane Krista. Just went over the crossbar. Left wing corner. Cards working a hard forecheck, but can't keep the puck pinned in the zone. It's going to pop out back in the Chi-High zone, but good defensive work right there by the Cards. And here again is Sam Johnson. Johnson dumps it left wing corner, spins away from some pressure. Minute and a half gone or so here in the second period, and Chi-High up 1-0. Putting a little pressure on the Huskies, but not shooting too much here on sophomore goaltender Carter Deuce. This one comes across the line. Foyles will stop it right there. Tried to dump one that hit a body, and it's loose at neutral ice and picked up now by Wesley Tillman. Tillman carries it across the line and lost it. Chi-High in transition right here. Here is Austin Furnett. Backhanded that one. Came off a Husky body, and Eau Claire North with a 3-on-2 man advantage coming into the Chi-High defensive zone, but couldn't do anything with it. Here comes Jackson LeMay. He's got the goal earlier tonight. LeMay dived underneath a Husky defense, launched one. That one went over the shoulder of Deuce. And it's going to be back out to neutral ice. We've got an icing call right here against ECN.
I think there's a penalty called here.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
On Eau Claire North.
So.
Might be a holding, or I'm sorry, hooking.
Nope, it's on Chi-High.
Oh.
Cross check on Carlson.
Well, White had touched the puck, but there was no whistle, so, or had control of the puck, but you know, whatever. you know, two opportunities in that last sequence where Chi-High should have buried the puck with Jackson LeMago right in front
sure
of the net. Dane Chris had a wide open net, missed it.
Kind of tells the story of the season.
It really does. That's why I mention it.
Yeah, into the left wing corner. Chi-High in the kill this year. At 74.3%, the Huskies on the power play, not too bad at 19%. The Cards on the power play, under 10%. But a good job by this kill team right now to disrupt the Husky maneuver into the zone and dump it in. Here is Anderson as Eau Claire North hits the reset button now on the power play. Anderson has it. Dives underneath our goaltender. Leaves it up top for Cam Mosler. Mosler will skate into the left wing circle and try to lay one down into the right wing corner, but that one is intercepted by Chi-High. Here is Dane Krista. Krista ragging some time off the clock. Lays it back for Hebert. Watches one to the Husky end of the ice with 1 minute and 5 seconds to go in the North power play. They have yet to get a shot on net. Here is Anderson. For Eau Claire North. Anderson goes cross ice to the west part of the building. Now they lay it down underneath Brobold. And again, they try to go to the point beyond the reach of the defenseman. And this is going to float all the way down. We're at 42 seconds to go in the Husky power play. And it's Mosler walking across the line and sets up shop right there. Centering pass down the slot, and this one deflected on net. Brobo with the save. Guys pushing and shoving in front of the Cardinal netminder here, and they'll break it up and take the draw inside the zone.
Yeah, a little extra love taps at the end there. I mean, it was a great save by Brobo, though, with that point-blank shot. Good reaction for the freshman.
28 seconds to go in the power play, and the faceoff of the right-wing circle. To the left of Drew Brobold. And Eau Claire North wins the drop. Final lick maybe on the freshman goaltender here for the North Huskies. Cards set up their box. This one down the slot and the intercept right there. Thrown all the way down on net. 12 seconds left to go. And Deuce is going to try to help his teammates out. Launched one down the ice himself. And that was intercepted by the Cards and Matt Furnett trying to get on it. Sam Johnson out in front, trying to score shorthanded. Now the Cards are back to full strength as Dane Krista comes out. Here is Sam Johnson. Johnson trying to leave it back for his D, and that one popped over the stick of Hebert, and the Huskies have it right now. Here is Tillman. Tillman left wing side. Couldn't find the handle. It's going to come around on the near wall. And Eau Claire North has still got the puck here. But now Chi-High with the INT. This one feathered off the wall with 12:15 left to go in the second period. And it's going to filter down into the Husky zone. Shots are 9-8 in favor of the Huskies. It's been close all night. A long stretch pass and an icing call here against the visiting team.
Yeah, we'll take that call. Get our lines back together after that penalty kill. Good job on the kill. You know, I think they had a couple shots on net there, but
not much.
Yeah,
not
just
much
that one opportunity where the glove save for Grovald.
Face off in the right circle. Husky defensive zone, and Eau Claire North will ride it up. Here they come across the line. The Husky player stood up there by Belongi as he came in, and that gives Chi-High a chance. This one off the window on the far side. Andy Johnson's got it now. Picks up. Hands off on the near wing for Austin Fournette. He'll skate it across the line and lay one in the left wing corner. On the forecheck is Andy Johnson. Johnson kicks it ahead down below the netminder, and we've got maybe another penalty coming up here. I believe a call on the north player.
Slashing.
Might be a slash as Johnson lost his stick. Yeah, I think. Yep. It's a slashing call on Cam Mosler. So Chi-High will have their first power play tonight. Cards again, not great numbers on the power play. 9.6% coming in here on special teams for their power play.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not where you want to be. And look how North sets up right along the blue line here.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to
sets up a wall here.
Chi-High struggles at zone entry, so this will be interesting.
Here is Dane Krista. That's why.
Yep, they didn't get it.
That's why they set right up there. You got to have somebody get it in the zone, and Chi-High struggled with that this year.
They like to make a pass on the blue line a lot.
Here is Hebert. He carried it to the blue line, lost it, picked up though, and swung in by Matt Fournette. And the Cards at least got it in deep that time, but nothing to show for it. It's cleared all the way down for Grovold, who will dump this one around the boards.
45 seconds in.
Yep. 10:41 of the game clock. Matt Fournette has it. Got stuck at the blue line and just pushed it ahead. And Netter's got it right now. Back to the point. Here's Hebert. Looks for an opening. Now it's going to swing off to his right for Krista. They got it down low. And this one is pitched back on the near wing side for Matt Fournette. We're down to 50 seconds to go in the power play. Cards up 1-0. Here is Hebert looking for an opening. Swung one in on a wrist shot. But the lane was wide open for Deuce, so he had no problem swallowing that one up here. 45 seconds to go on the Cards' power play, and that's enough for that unit.
Yeah, you got to get in front of that goaltender there as a forward on a power play. And I know Carter, he's active with his goalie stick when you're in front of him. And if you watch him, you'll see him really hack at you. You just got to stand there and take it.
You bet. Take a beating, huh?
Yeah.
This one floats back all the way down the ice, and Chi-High down to half a minute left to go in the power play as we hit the 10-minute mark remaining here in the second. Close one last time. Chi-High winning a double overtime, and this one looks to be close as well. Matt Fournette bodied a little bit as he came in and picked off and cleared all the way to the north end of the barn by the Huskies. I've never seen a team, at least I don't recall seeing a team, that sets up three guys at the blue line, just dares you to come into the zone. That's what the Huskies are doing here. This one glanced into the zone there by Hebert, but
it's working for him, though.
Yep. And Grovold comes out. That one on net. Grovold came back out. And here comes Chi-High. They got the odd man rush going here if they can put something to it. Here is a shot by Johnson. That one came off Deuce and deflected up into the net behind the tender.
Yeah, Ethan came down with that, and Ethan Foyles, and, you know, it was a 3-on-1, maybe a 3-on-2 there, but wasn't a lot of passing lanes, so just took that shot.
Yep. 9:12 left to go here in the second period. Cards getting a few chances, but not doing a great job of finishing so far. Shots 10-9 in favor of Chi High. And the Cards get this one off the draw. Dumped in left wing corner. Centering pass disrupted by Eau Claire North. It's bouncing around out at neutral and going to be taken by ECN right there. Woley turned and ripped one toward the net. That one angled into the boards and into the corner by Brovold. And in high in the zone now, Cards finally get it across, dump it off the far wall. And he'll be chased down by Mosler. He looks up the ice, finds Lazat, comes across the line. Lazat tried to drop it through the legs of Balaji. And Chi High reverses it back up the ice. Here is Brett Carlson. Carlson's got foils on his wing. Carlson takes a shot. That one off the goaltender. And ricochets down to the left wall. And it's going to be picked up now by Gronimus. And we got a penalty behind the play, I think, here.
We do.
8:16 left to go in this second period. And it's going to go on Chi High. No, Lazat's going to pick up the penalty here. Lazat, Eau Claire North, is going to get a two-minute minor. Oh.
Now I think we just heard a bad word from the North bench.
Something came out of the North bench. We can see the referee, Dashiell Maddow, say, I heard a wrong word there. 10-minute misconduct. It's going to be served by Branco, Marshall Branco, for Eau Claire North. So this should bring a 5-on-3, shouldn't it?
I don't think that the 10-minute misconduct does take a player off the ice for unsportsmanlike.
So it's a 5-on-4 for Chi High. And their second power play of the night. It would be great to add to the scoring right here.
Yeah. Use that 9% right now.
Absolutely. Let's increase that. Here is Hebert. Glides along the blue line from left to right.
There we go.
Now hands off. And a shot.
Good save by
Ethan
Carter.
Foyles. He loaded one up. A hard, heavy shot right there. And the save made by Deuce. He'll hold on to that one. 1:40 left to go here in this power play. 7:55 remaining in the second period. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart along with Connie Feedy here. Zach Wycheck at the radio controls. Sam Hebert at the TV controls. YouTube TV, WOGO Sports. You can find us there. Watch it and listen to it. All our games. And this one deflects high into the air and like a center fielder, Hebert goes back, picks it out of the air with his glove, and here comes Chi High. 1:25 left to go in the power play. Cards stymied at the blue line. They get it in, but then have nobody getting to the puck in time. But now they corral it, and Hebert's got it. Goes cross ice, one-time shot. That one hit off Matt Fournette. Netter has it. Lynn sends it out. High slot area. This one bounced off the boards. Netter screaming through the traffic, picked it up, and Matt's got it right now. Here is Fournette. Watches one. That one hit a stick and goes high in the air, but corralled there by Hebert until he lost it, and the Huskies will clear all the way down with 45 seconds to go on the man advantage. Here is Jackson LeMay. He's got the goal here tonight. He runs it across the line, and LeMay in the left wing corner, we'll send it rink wide. Now it comes out for Hebert. Here is Foyles at the top of that umbrella. Drops it for Matt Fournette. Netter bodied a little bit, but still comes out of the fray with the puck and tried to hit Hebert, and that came off the stick of Garrett Stang and ricochets all the way down, and the Cards down to 10 seconds to go in the power play. Here is Hebert. Comes up to that blue wall at the blue line and coughs up the puck, and that will just about do it for the power play as it's cleared all the way down. And Eau Claire North gets back to full strength here. Shots 11-10. with Chi High leading that department and by a goal right here as Ethan Foyles comes in. He went coast to coast. Foyles cut through some traffic and got a shot on net. I think he just started to lose the puck as he took the shot at Deuce.
But, great individual
boy,
effort,
was
though.
Terrific.
Yeah,
he's got some wheels,
speed.
And he's got some good stick-handling ability as well.
Yep.
There are times, Connie, where he can kind of take over a game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen it before. I think the first time we played North, he kind of put the team on his back.
Yep.
Got a hat trick.
Here is Johnson. Carter off the far wall. Sent one in. This one ricochets back for Hebert. And a big rebound left there by Deuce. But he jumped out on it. Had time to leap out to the puck and makes the save with 5:23 left to go here in this second period. And Chi High leading by a lone goal. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, and let them know you heard about them. Chi High Hockey on Wogo. 5:12 left to go. Puck loose, and now it's going to be gathered in by Eau Claire North's Jackson Anderson. He'll sweep one in, and the puck loose, and sliding over was Easton Barker, but the puck went under his stick, and this one goes all the way to the south end of the barn here. Under five to play in the period. Both teams kind of getting caught out to the edges of the opposing team's zones, and now it's loose in the high slot, and a shot taken right there by Easton Parker as it came right to him, but it went wide. Comes off the boards, and Chi High trying to work the breakout here. Huskies out of the forecheck, keep them pinned in, and finally it is Austin Furnett who clears it out to neutral ice, and Ty Hatz wheeling and dealing into the zone. They had a player down low. That was Tillman. Came through the slot. Tried to backhand one toward the cage. And this is cleared by the Cards with 4:08 left to go here in the second period.
Well, if you're looking for a CFM Sabres update, they are winning 2-0 more than halfway through the second
okay,
period.
Okay, good. Yep. Love to have them on a roll here coming in for Tuesday's game. Would be
absolutely
great.
Absolutely, yes.
St. Croix Fusion and the Sabres on Tuesday evening. We'll have it for you at 6:40 pregame show here on Wogo and YouTube TV. Chi High into the zone. Picked up by Matt Fernand. Comes in and put that one right into Deuce. He swallowed, ate that one up, swallowed it up. And we'll have the faceoff in the Husky zone. I think Matt had a little more time than he gave himself there.
Yeah, you know.
Could have made a move on the goaltender.
Shot right into that Husky on the front of their jerseys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right into the dog. 3:55 left to go. The drop in the right wing circle. And glance to the wall by Chi High. Here we go. Here is Hebert. Lifts one. A wrist shot. Went just wide of the cage. Comes out of the corner. Chi High trying to get a forecheck going here. Put some pressure on the Huskies. They need it 1-0. Chi High does. And this one into the zone and chased down there by Brett Krista. It's in the right wing side now. And Hebert is going to pick up and dump this one. And here is Sam Johnson. Johnson made a move at the blue line. Threw Matt Fernando off a little bit. Netter was in the zone. So there's an offsides call.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those classic things that you're told as a youth player.
Don't make a move
on the blue line.
Exactly. Oh, man.
And there it is.
Yep, 3:22 left to go. Drop of the dot just below our booth here. And this one's going to go into the left wing corner, and the Huskies have it for the break. Chi High trying to keep it in, but this is going to come out. Here comes Eau Claire North right now. Into the left wing corner, it's Hilbert, and this one is out in front, and then tipped aside by Chi High. They set that one left wing corner. And here is Belongi. Over for Ethan Foyles. Foyles cuts into the zone. Foyles dives under the net, and he's going to carry it, leave one sliding through the circles. intended for Brett Carlson. And it's going to come back and foils, retreats, and picks it up himself. Here's Carlson right now. Laid one ahead. And Chi High into the zone for Jackson LeMay. This one's going to come back out. And there is Austin Fournette. Drop one in, and he'll peel off on the change right here with 2:25 left to go in the period. Cards, but I tell you what, Connie, the way this game is going, one more goal might seal the deal here.
Absolutely.
It's 1-0, and Chi High's been hanging on to that one since early in the first period. 2:18 of the first is where they scored. Here is Brad Carlson, steps up and throws one. And Deuce ripped out of the air, and the Husky goaltender will take it in the zone.
Yeah. You know, shots on net, 16-10, definitely a different game altogether than the first time these clubs faced each other.
Incredibly different.
Yes, with 47 shots and 30 against Derek Strong. Completely different game right now.
2:02 left here in the second. Chi High corrals it inside their zone. They go D to D, and here is Krista, found the handle, but couldn't take the shot as it came off his stick, and Chi High sets it up again. Right side, and a one-timer on net. Scramble for it. Here's a shot taken by Eddie Johnson, and that one got to the goaltender. A couple of saves right there for Deuce. Chi High still with the rock, and a long shot by Krista. That one went hard and high over the net. And with 1:31 left to go, we've got an interference call coming up here.
Took Easton Skelton down pretty hard there in the corner.
Yep. So the Cards have come up with their third power play of the night. Cam Mosler will sit for two. We've got a minute and a half left to go in the period. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cards on the power play here. 1:20 left to go in the period. And Jackson LeMay's got it. Walks it along the wall on the far side. Lays this one down low. And the Cards, with Hebert up top, will send it to LeMay. LeMay lost it. Had it on his skate, couldn't put it on his blade, and the Huskies' Jackson Anderson able to clear out to center. Here is Matt Fournette, stood up as he came into the zone as we go under a minute to play in the period. Eau Claire North just very patiently hanging on to the rock and dumped in by Woolley as they just set up that line, that defensive line at their own blue line.
Yeah, as soon as they get close to the blue line, the Cards, the North player pinches, and they can't get past it and set up well.
Here is LeMay. Retreats back to the blue line, turns, and pulls the trigger on a shot. And the save is made with 25 seconds to go in the period. Cards retreat to try to pick it up here and maybe take one more shot at the sophomore goaltender. Here is Hebert. Gets across the line, and he'll pump one into the right wing corner. We're down to 9 seconds to go in the period. Jackson LeMay's got it. LeMay turns, fires a shot that was blocked, and a shot bottom of the circle by Fournette, and he got that one on goal, and Deuce made the save, and that's going to end the period here.
Yeah, got a little feisty there after the whistle, and some good opportunities, though, for the Cards. I think we went from 16 shots on net to 21 after that power play opportunity.
Yeah, the players just confabbing right here.
They're still chatting.
They are.
I'm sure it's just all positive things.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes.
What do you want to do after the game, huh?
Yeah, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Yeah. So, 21-10, the shots. Chi High, it was all close. I mean, it was back and forth with just a handful of shots, and now it's picking up pace here. Cards didn't hurt to have three power plays, even though the Cards did not have a lot of quality chances on the power plays. But we sit still 1-0. So the lone goal, Connie, scored at 2:18 of the first, and that's been it.
Yes, that first shift for our senior line came out, buried the puck, and so far that's all that's been needed. Hopefully, you know, we can get a little.
You think that carry us to the end here?
I would like some insurance goals, sure. North has only had 10 shots on net, two periods, so it's hard, you know, when you're a young goaltender, you know, to stay focused and in that game, because it could be any moment that they right. have an odd man rush or something like
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You bet. Well, stop in at American Marine's Boat Show. You can find your dream boat plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the boat show. That's a sure sign of spring, isn't it?
Absolutely. I
February
like that.
16th, or 6th through the 16th, the boat show at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. So the teams head to their locker rooms. They broke up the little discussion.
Little discussion there
their,
in front of
to their corners here.
I do have another update.
Okay,
CFM.
What do you got?
Yeah, they are up 4-1 now at the end of the second period.
Good
Riley
for them.
Bigston has 2 goals. Oh. Addie Bigston has 1 goal.
Oh boy, the Biskin girls.
Yes, they have been showing up lately.
Yeah,
those
they
two.
Sure have.
Yes, and then Allison Ju, the talented freshman, has another.
Terrific.
Yes.
Good. So they look in good shape coming in here for Tuesday's game against St. Croix.
Big game.
Yeah. All right, we'll have that for you. 6:40 on Tuesday night. Connie and I'll be here. Hope you can join us on YouTube or wogo.com, and it should be a lot of fun. All right, after one, it is Chi High 1 and the Eau Claire North Huskies nothing. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo Radio, WOGO.com, Cards TV tonight, and our YouTube channel, and we'll be back.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Well, the Cards trying to hold on to a 1-0 lead here as we head towards the third period. That lone goal scored at 2:18 of the first by Jackson LeMay, and that has been it. And it hasn't been a whole load of work for Drew Broble, the freshman goaltender for Chi High, and he's saved 10 shots. A few more for the sophomore Carter Deuce for North, but he's played pretty good too in his chances. So neither team just, pummeling the opposite goaltender for sure here.
Yes.
Cards will have 29 seconds of a power play to open up the period. It'd be just wonderful to get some insurance. I think one more goal for them might do it here, as they lead it 1-0. And really, if Eau Claire North's not challenged much in this game. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service always here for you in our Chippewa Falls community. Luke and Dana Lucier create personalized services to honor your loved one. Learn more at PetersonVolker.com. And if you'd like to be a part of our WOGO sports team, working in audio and video production for high school sports, you can be part of our team. Apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact yours truly, Greg Stewart, at gstewart@wwib.com, or you can call 715-723-1037. Here's state rankings coming into the final week and a half of player Spash. Number one, they are having a sensational year this year. We beat them in the sectional final last year, but they were just reloading for this year.
They really were. I mean, that program is going to be solid for a couple of years. I remember in the youth hockey realm, they would just come in and destroy our teams at the A-team level, 13-0, 12-0, no problem. You knew when they came in, this group of kids they have, they're just very talented, and they work very hard, and it shows now.
So they'll be, they'll have the big target on their back.
Absolutely.
This year,
it's kind of like Chi High last year. All the pressure is a privilege.
Yep.
You've earned it. You've earned the right to say you have pressure, and it's how, championship teams respond and championship coaches respond in a way that brings their team success. And they'll be, to see what happens with Bash. Will they even make it to the States?
Yeah, we'll see. It's a tough section. It's kind of a mini state tournament right there.
It is,
in
absolutely.
Section one. I think it's the toughest in the state. Then you got Brookfield, the team that knocked Chi High out of the state tournament last year. Then Nina, that co-op team down there, Nina, Hortonville, Menasha. Fond du Lac Springs, Chi has played them. Wausau West is 5. Cards have played them. And New Richmond, a BRC team, is number 6 in the Division I poll coming in here. Certainly the one thing that Matt Luckowitz can take to the seating video chat on Sunday morning is a tough schedule, strength of schedule. I mean, it's one of the toughest in the state. Unfortunately, Cards haven't picked up a win against one of the top-notch teams in the state this year.
Just Hudson and Hudson. I think they've
Hudson,
fallen off that top 6. But, they tie Memorial early in the year, I think third game. But, you have a season like last year, you're going to earn a schedule that's really hard. And that's exactly what happened. And then you face back-to-back games against hard teams. I think you had that gauntlet week of Wednesday, Monday, Wausau West, Tuesday, New Richmond.
Four games.
And the team was going through influenza.
Three games in 4 days,
Yeah,
it was bad.
It was bad, yeah. And, the team, then you look at last weekend, Friday night, they go to double overtime against,
U-School.
U-School, yes.
Yep.
And so it's anyone's night, really.
Sure
what team are we going to have show up?
Exactly. Well, Chi, I'd better show up here. We got a 1-0 lead heading into the third period tonight. Eau Claire North and the Cards, the 107th time these two programs have met on the ice. We'll take a break and back in 3 minutes for the third period here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and YouTube TV tonight.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Here comes Riley Biskin, the defenseman, not afraid to turn it to offense. And oh, what a shot by number 8. She got one over the right shoulder of Andert, and we're all tied at 1.
What a laser of a shot. That was beautiful.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Greg Stewart, Connie Feedy here with you. Chi High Hockey. And the Cards up 1-0 on a goal at 2:18 of the first period. A lot of hockey under the bridge since then, for sure. Almost two full periods without scoring for either team early on in that first period. So Chi High with 29 seconds of a power play. And it would be great if they can get one right here to make it a two-goal lead. Well, contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team will treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com. It's M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. And tell Michelle you heard about her on WOGO Sports. We'd sure appreciate that. 17 up on the board here. The student section, a big one tonight, celebrating the seniors on this team, senior night. And they're rimmed around the glass out there. And a pretty good crowd otherwise as well. And Chi High, Matt Luckowitz will send his crew out. That first line of Andrew Johnson and Easton Skelton. And
nope, they're switching it to
no,
the second
line. They're going to pull him off. They were out there, and now they're going to go to the second line. So Chi High with the home field advantage here.
Almost
pull
like
the line.
They forgot there was a power play, and now we got the first line power play crew out.
So it's going to be Ethan Foyles along with Matt Frenette out there, and LeMay and Hebert and Krista. And here is LeMay right now. A shot taken wide by the senior Jackson LeMay. Comes back for Ethan Foyles in the high slot. Shot thrown down. Save made by Deuce. Big rebound left and swept aside by the Huskies. And that will just about run out the power play. So the Cards 0-3 on the man advantage. Came in here under 10% on the power play. Eau Claire North tossed that from behind the red line, so there's an icing call. 16-21 left here, just underway in the third period. And the faceoff back in the dog zone here. 22-10, the shots in favor of Chi High. And this one's going to drift off just inside the zone. Sliding over is Krista, and he'll drop it right wing corner, and the Cards trying to get a forecheck going right here. It's on the half wall. Johnson's right there, and he couldn't get to it. Here is Easton Skelton. Battle for it right along the yellow stripe, and now it's going to come back out for Krista. Looks up the ice, off to his right, trying to find Carter Johnson, that just beyond his reach, and Easton Skelton's got it. Hands off right there for Andy Johnson, right on. Save made by Deuce. Again, spits out a big rebound there. And it comes around the right wing corner. Here is Skelton, bangs this one off the wall. And it's going to be cleared back out to center ice. 15-27 and counting, left to go first third period. Only goal scored in the first period. Eau Claire North now gets it into the Chi High zone as Jackson Anderson tried to pull the trigger on a shot. His stick was lifted. And it's going to be Austin Fournette who has it for Chi High. The long pass out of reach from Dane Krista, and that will bring the puck face-off back in the Chi High zone. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Cards carry it out through neutral. Krista makes the seam pass, but that outreached arms of the Chi High Cardinals, and this one is back in the Card zone. 14:45 left to go, third period. Austin Fournette's got it. Spins away from the pressure. Now leaves it off to his left and gets a return pass, and Chi High taking their time getting out of their own zone. They go rink wide for Elijah Burmeister, Eli Burmeister, and Dane Krista's got it. Cards taking one step forward and two back right now. Here is Fournette. Austin, the sophomore, comes in. His shot or his pass was ticked a little bit by Eau Claire North's defense, and this one goes into the right wing corner. Cards try to work it high in the zone. Now they go for Krista. Here's a centering pass. That one through traffic. Made it all the way to the wall on the near side. Off the stick of Fournette. And Eau Claire North has got it right now. Huskies bring it in. One-timer on net. That one tied Broboldt up a little bit. Came off his mitt into the left wing corner. And here is Carlson. Looks up the ice. Tried to hit the tape of Ethan Foyles, and this one tapped in towards Broboldt. He'll step out, makes the save, and sends it into the left wing corner as the Cards defense was a little bit behind that time. Kicked her out inside the zone. Krista comes up, and now we'll leave it for Carlson. Brett racing to get it. Top of the circle, now dives in. Looking to center one up. That one hit the wall on the near side with 13:14 left to go. And the Huskies have it now as Mosler. His exit pass knocked down by the Chi High Cardinals, and LeMay's got it. Feeds a shot to Foyles. His one-timer came off Deuce, and this one into the right wing corner. A couple of saves there for the sophomore goaltender for the Huskies. Shots 26-11.
Net came off.
Net came off, so yep. That'll stop play right here. Cards getting a few good chances right there.
Yeah, that was a great play by LeMay on the hash marks there along the boards. Got a nice, hard, fast pass to Ethan Foyles and had a great shot on net and a nice rebound.
12:53 on the game clock. Chi High trying to hang on to a lead here. They lead it 1-0. Would love to get one more here in the bag. This one's going to come all the way back. Dylan Bast, his first shift is out there right now, and he's got it. Here is Dylan. Comes in from right to left behind his goaltender and will carry it out to neutral ice. It's across the line Huskies gathered in there and turning and firing the puck in. Eau Claire North's Barrick Woley. 12:19 left to go here in the period. And Chi Hyde working it from deep in their own end. Here is Based off the window on the far side. And this one caroms into the zone. Chi Hyde in the midst of a change. Carter Johnson's going to go off. Hebert back in along with Sam Johnson. And Dylan Based will head to the bench. And here is Dane Krista. So the line change complete. As Austin Fournette comes off defensively. And Brett Krista is back out. Krista getting a ton of ice time. These two seniors, Hebert and Krista. Here is North with a chance. Point blank shot. That one came off the cap of Broberg. And somehow he made the save as it came off his helmet. It's high in the Chi High defensive zone, and Krista's got it now for Chi High with 11:25 left to go. They go to the forward on the left side. Chi High working it from west to east. Here comes the Huskies on the INT, and it's Andrews. Andrews dives in the left wing corner and is stripped of the puck, but the Cards cough it up. Here's a chance, and Broberg with another big save. Chi High left it in their own zone, and Huskies nearly tied it up right there with 10:58 left to go, and the Cards get it clear as they needed a break here, and so they'll take the draw in their own zone.
Yeah, a little regroup here for the Cards to get it back together. Right now, North has definitely put in more pressure on. They have this, you know, control of the game. Cards have got to step it up so that they keep this win.
Shots 26-13 with 10:54 on the game clock here in the third. And the faceoff, stick side of Broberg. And Chi High again coughs one up. And a shot taken from the point by Mosler. Didn't get a lot on it, just kind of caromed on him and floated. And the save made by Broberg with 10:38 left to go. Comes back to Mosler again. Knocked out in front. Cards clear it to the boards on the far side. And finally carried out by Jackson LeMay. LeMay got it in the zone and then had it stripped. Mosler's got it now for Eau Claire North. Huskies carry it out. Nice stop right there by Eli Burmeister. And he'll dump it left wing corner with 10:11 left to go here in the period. And Kohler's got it for ECN. There's the strip and a shot taken by Jackson LeMay. Jackson loaded one up and he's just like, okay, where do I put it? And it came right off the blocker of Deuce.
Yeah, he had time and he's high in the slot. I was like, here we go.
Yeah, I thought, well, but, yep. 2-0 maybe, but
Carter's, you know, he good block save, followed the puck all the way in.
Face off to Deuce's right. And North will throw this one out to neutral here for Lizotte. Lizotte laid one down low. That came off the steel on the near side. You can hear the ting up here. And here is Brett Kristen. Had it stripped as he came to the Eau Claire North zone. And this one out of play here with 9:36 left to go in the game. 1-0 lead for the Cards. It stood up since 2:18 of the first. Cards looking for their seventh win of the year. They would go to 5-6-1 in the BRC if they can come up with the victory here tonight. Here is Brett Krista. Hammers that one off the wall, but can't clear. Now it pops across the blue line and brought it off sides by Eau Claire North. 9:28 left to go here in the third. Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team, we'd love to have you working in audio and video production for high school sports. Top-of-the-line equipment. You can apply today for immediate part-time position, flexible hours. You can contact yours truly, Greg Stewart, G. Stewart at WWIB.com, or call 715-723-1037.
North is upset. It looks like they call it an intentional offside. You don't see that very often.
A little jawboning going on down there, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've always wondered, how do they determine it was intentional?
They can read your mind.
Yes.
9:27 left to go as it's cut across the line back out to center ice here. Here come the Huskies trying to even things up. Veronimus had it. It kind of crawled up his arm. And this one back to the blue line, but the Cards can't clear to neutral here, and it was laid on Brobold, and he'll stop that. Players start to mix it up down there. Dane Krista, or rather Brett Krista down there, working the discussion with Eddie Eastwold, or pardon me, that's Gronimus of North.
Just probably following up from earlier in the game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, solidifying plans, you know.
Yeah, you bet. 9:03 left to go, third period. Anybody's game, still a 1-0 lead. As this one laid in the right wing corner. Huskies try to carry it to the, bring it out to the blue line. Nice read there by Foyles, but couldn't do anything with the puck. And it's back in the Chi-Hi D zone. Oh, a pass down low, backdoor try. And that one just went wide. Best opportunity maybe of the night for Eau Claire, but they couldn't finish. Here is LeMay. LeMay with a chance. Got past one defenseman and dropped it out in front. A little too close there. Wanted to give it, hand it off to Foyles, but it was cut off. The pass, centering pass, was cut off by Deuce, and he'll hang on to the rock right there.
Yeah, I love watching LeMay and his speed that he can just go up the ice. You know, he's a sprinter.
You can see he's a track guy.
You can totally see that, him and Sam Hebert, the way that they can just fly.
Here's a drop, left wing circle, and still caught up in the zone. Andrew Johnson's got it. Just threw it down low. That was cut off by the Huskies defense. Johnson out at center ice, knocked it down. Huskies will play it in. There's an icing call against ECN.
Nice to see the play down in the North defensive zone. We've seen a lot of action down in the Card zone, and you know, there's a lot of game left. The last thing you want right now is for North to score.
Yeah.
And
don't
even
turn
this game
it over
up. Yeah, we do not need that. Let's get the insurance goal right now.
Well, let's see if Matt Burnett can win this one, win the draw. It's in the right wing wheel, but Eau Claire North will grab it and will lug this one all the way down in the Chi-Hi zone. Here is Hebert. Spins it off on the boards on the far side. A scramble for it right there. Hebert backs up and just hands it right to Lizotte. Lizotte's one-timer on net. Saved, made by Brobold. His 15th of the night. And it's on the boards behind this freshman goaltender. Now it's going to be grabbed by Krista, on an icing call right here with 7.5 left to go in the third period. We'll have our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They are hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. You can join the team today. You can click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have that for you in approximately 7.5 minutes or a little bit beyond that. We'll see. Husky goal will tie it up and turn us into OT here.
Don't want that.
No, we don't. Chi-Hi brings it out to center ice and then was stopped right there. Has to retreat in their own zone. Now it's loose left wing corner. Brett Krista stops, throws this one off the boards on the near side. And Carlson's going to take it for Chi-Hi. He weaves his way up the ice. Now cuts across the blue line, moves off to his left, and then was stymied as he came into the zone with 7:04 left to go, and we've got a whistle that stops play right here.
Not quite sure.
On the offsides maybe, huh?
Well, the puck was out of the zone, I thought, but...
Well, it's going to be dropped outside the Eau Claire North zone here. And Andy Johnson will stay out there with Skelton. And Dylan Bast on this line. It's going to come over for Krista. Brett tosses this one in. Didn't work it very far. Eau Claire North trying to ride the wall, the far fence, all the way into the zone. And Chi-Hi, the back check, able to come up with it. 6:44 left to go in the period. And here is Skelton. Skelton wheels and deals between the circles. It's going to come back for Austin Fournette. Nice keep right there by number three. It's into the corner, and a feed for Skelton. Set up just out the paint, outside the paint, and that one didn't work. And now the puck back in the card zone. Nice poke check right there by Hebert as he came back in his own zone. And Chi High back out to neutral ice. Here's a pass for Hebert. And the give and go to Andy Johnson. And a save made by Deuce.
That was a save and a half.
Yeah,
put two
on the
that
right
score
post.
Sheet for that.
Wow.
Yes. Great save. Great play by Sam Hebert.
Yep.
You know, joining the rush as a defenseman. I love that. Making a great pass across the crease. Normal, every other time it's going to go in.
Yep. Well, Deuce is a pretty good goaltender. He's made some quality saves here
tonight. Absolutely.
6 minutes exactly left to go. Third period. A 1-0 Chi High lead as the puck dribbles outside the Eau Claire defensive zone. And it's going to be gathered in now by Chi High. Tossed ahead there by Matt Fournette, who's going back on D right here. And this one is back out to neutral ice. 5:37 left to go. It's going to be brought in by Magnuson for the Eau Claire North Huskies. And it's along the blue, along the goal line now in the Chi High zone with 5:26 left to go here in this period. Guards bringing it out to neutral, dumped right on, and Deuce moves over to his post and makes the save. Here's a wraparound try. This one goes into the right wing corner, and we've got a penalty coming up here and a high stick.
I think it might be against Dane Krista for the Cards. Mm. He had a good rush up the ice, Dane Krista did, you know, going behind the net, getting the goaltender to move. Just good defensive play by North to take that angle off for the no pass be centered out front. And then, of course, we can't see that little corner.
Kind of so little I don't, corner. We have
something
to just
happened.
Kind of, we have to kind of make it up here as we go, or at least do our best here. We got a 2-minute power play for Eau Claire North here, Connie. And, boy, we're down to 5:10 left to go in the game. Critical kill here for Chi High. Cards on the penalty kill at 74%. And Eau Claire North trying to get in to the card zone. Huskies on the power play at 19.4. And they need a power play goal here for Ryan Parker. Here's Eau Claire North. Far side for Lazat. Comes in, lays one right wing corner. This one slides around to the left side. Minute and a half left to go in the Husky power play. We're down to 4.5 left to go in the game. Eau Claire North on the half wall. They tried to lay one down for Lazat. It was cut off. Easily, Cards could easily see Lazat set up down there. And he got a player down low in front of Brobold. Oh. And it's kicked around. As they had a player right in front of Brobold right here. They come in, take a shot. That one knocked down the block made by Krista with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go. We got a penalty coming up here. A delayed call. And it's going to go against the Huskies. They finally touch it up. 3:58 left to go here in the game, and that'll even things up. A cross check on the Huskies' Stang. I just got frustrated, I think, down there. Stang was down low and got pushed around. He said, I'm going to do some pushing myself.
Well, there was pushing from both sides. You know, like when North got the puck right in front of our goaltender, our defenseman cross-checked him right in front and no call. So, you get frustrated after a little bit.
Well, Chi High, we're 4-on-4 hockey, and Carlson's just going to carry it back. He is harassed by Tillman, so he's just, I'm going to carry it deep in my own zone, and we'll hit the reset button. Here's Carlson. Carlson takes a feed, takes a shot, as Deuce came out and met him and made the save, and it's cleared all the way down by the Huskies.
31 shots on Carter tonight with only one goal. Good goaltending.
He is. He's kept his team in the game for sure here tonight.
Absolutely. You know, it should be a blowout with 31 shots to 15 against the Cards goaltender.
3:38 left to go here. A 1-0 lead for Chi High with the faceoff in the Eau Claire North zone. Carlson had it for a moment. Couldn't complete the play. And this one is kicked back out to neutral ice. And Carlson takes the feed again. Here's 15-27. And foil shot is knocked down. And the save made by Deuce again. Given 32 for the night. So we'll do it again in the north end of the barn here. Time ticking down. We've got 4-on-4 hockey here for 11 more seconds, and then Chi High will have a power play. Cards 0-for-3 on the man advantage here tonight. Here are the Huskies. It is Lazat carries it into the Chi High zone. Had Jackson Anderson flying down the seam. And it's going to come back to the point for Cam Mosler. Cards in the power play, but they're just fighting to get it out of their own zone. Got a minute to go on a Cardinal power play with 2:55 in the game clock. And here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay harassed as he came in. Maneuvered between some Eau Claire North players. And we got a couple of players that might get the gate right here. As Fournette was down. And we'll see if Lazat gets a call as well. They might take them both. Looked like they were going to grab both of them. Well, we got a lot of jawboning going on down there. Roughing call. Okay, so these are coincidental, so they won't go up on the... Okay, so North is also called with an unsportsmanlike tonight. That's their second, I think, of the night.
Yeah, I don't think it was a major. There. Yeah, it sounded like another minor, but it was hard to hear everything. Yeah.
Trying to keep the game in check here in the final 2:44. And so the guys will go to their respective penalty boxes. We got coincidentals. Still a power play for Chi High. And here is Foyles along the half wall in the Eau Claire North zone. Foyles fell down and battling with the Husky player. Then Foyles, out of frustration, is going to get called here. Anderson, he kind of spun Anderson around on the stick. You can see Foyles just like, get this guy off me. And Ethan's going to sit here. A hook call. So it's 4-on-4 here. Got a bunch of penalties here at the end of the game. Chi High, their fourth power play, was short-lived. 2:28 of the game clock here, and a two-minute penalty up against Ethan Foyles. So Cards may have to finish this out shorthanded.
With the way the calls are coming, we never know.
Yeah, we don't know. It's getting kind of crowded in those penalty boxes here.
Yes.
Here is LeMay. Backpedals in his own zone. 12 seconds to go. Pretty soon the Cards just going to want to play catch and keep away from Eau Claire North. Cards into the zone now. And here is Carlson. Carlson drags the puck back to LeMay. Loads it up. Shoots through traffic. Trying to hit the net, back of the net high. And now Eau Claire North with the power play. And hopefully the Cards understand that they're shorthanded. Eau Claire North, more players in their own zone. That one came off the post. Carlson shot. We're down to 1:35 left to go in the game. Chi High with a 1-0 lead. And here come the Huskies trying to tie it up. It is Anderson. Drags it across the line. Anderson with a weak shot on net. That one wouldn't have made it. Robo comes out, though, gets a piece of it, and turns it into the corner with 1:19 left to go in the game clock. 50 seconds on the power play. So
goalie's pulled.
Yep, there is Deuce to the bench. And Eau Claire North with the extra attacker. They brought it to the blue line, had a player inside the zone. And here is Jackson LeMay wheeling and dealing. LeMay works it off to the near wing. Cards just need to dump the puck. We're down under a minute to play in the game. And hauled in by Tyler Hatz. And it poke checked off his stick. And the Huskies back in their own zone now, trying to set something up with 44 seconds to go. Dumped in left wing corner. Cards doing what to them what they did to us. Just kind of blocking at the blue line, not setting up a roll there, but not letting Oakland North penetrate deep in the zone as time's going to run out here for the power play, and the Cards will get another player on the ice here. 25 seconds to go. Here's a one-timer on net. Provol with the save. Cards can't clear it now. The net is empty, but we're 5-on-5 hockey. It's out to the center circle. 14 seconds left to go. Brought in offsides. Stang made a move at the blue line. Players anticipating he'd go in. We have an offsides call here with 12.6 seconds to go on the game clock. Deuce is out of the net, and Ryan Parker is going to take his timeout right here with 12.6 seconds left to go on the clock.
Yeah, there's that infamous blue line move.
Yep.
Going offsides, and you had the goalie pulled and 12 seconds left in the game. But this is quite the ending so far. Let's hope the Cards are able to win this faceoff. And, you know, for a little bit there, they had that shorthanded opportunity where they could ice it, win the race there, because it's not going to be called icing.
Yep.
And the pulled goalie, and you can have a free icing, that's an opportunity. If you get Jackson LeMay out there, you know, Sam Hebert.
Right, get somebody down.
Win the race, get that puck.
Exactly.
But the Cards, they played really defensively, which I can appreciate given the fact it's a one-goal game. And they did not try to do that.
Well, 12.6 seconds here, Connie. The Huskies still have a chance to get the puck in and maybe take one final shot here to tie it up.
Yeah, let's hope not. Let's hope there's an empty net goal.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
I'll take that. I haven't gotten any updates for the CFM Sabres, so hopefully
they have a good lead. Hopefully they carry that to a victory here tonight.
Let's hope so.
So the faceoff just outside the Chi High D zone here. We're 5-on-5 hockey. 12.6 seconds to go. Cards need a win here. They get it back for Carlson. Can he hold it? No, he can't. It comes into the left wing corner. And staying with a chance here. Ridden around the boards, and that'll do it. Turning and firing one was Ethan Foyles as time ran out. No, they're going to say there's still time. 1.8 left on the clock here. They want to put 1.8 on the clock. Ethan Foyles, looking at that big, juicy, empty net, took a shot, but he just kind of turned and flung it.
Yeah, I think his stick, like, rotated on him. He was looking at his blade afterwards, like, what was that?
Yeah, a misfire here.
You don't see that from him very often.
1.8 seconds here, Connie. Is there any chance for an opposing team to score on this?
0.8 seconds?
Well, he said 1.8. They want to put 1.8 seconds on the clock here. Oh, 0.8. Can you score with under a second to go?
If you shoot right from the faceoff, that's the only option you have
Here we go. Cards need to get in front of the goaltender. And Matt Fournette able to tie the Husky player up enough. And Chi High is going to win this one by a 1-0 count. Shots 32-17.
To keep in the toolbox this year.
Yep.
They've had it now for quite some time.
Well, could we meet Eau Claire North again in the postseason? Probably not.
Don't think so. Unless there's some sort of miracle and of upset, I don't think they're going to face each other.
All right, so the players shake hands here. Chi High coming off that 2-1 loss to Rice Lake. Rebounds here with a 1-0 victory over the Eau Claire North Huskies. So, we'll come back, talk about it on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls Quality Service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're going to take a break, get you the post-game show. Our Holly Movie Names You Know Stats recap as well. Here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards TV. And our YouTube, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Chi High eking out a 1-0 win here tonight over Eau Claire North with two games to play, both those on the road. On Tuesday, they are at Menominee, Thursday at New Richmond before the playoffs begin. So Chi High moves to 7-14-1 overall. They are 5-6-1 in the BRC, and the Cards break a three-game losing streak in the process. Eau Claire North at 5-14-1 overall. And they are 3-9 in the BRC this year. Our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show here on WOGO, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. They're the place to go for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Cards trying to get things right before the post season here, and on Sunday morning about 7 o'clock, all the BRC coaches, well, the Section 1 coaches, not just BRC, but Section 1 coaches get together and decide who's going to play where, what seed these teams will have. And Chi High not anticipating a great seed here, but maybe they'll be able to come up with a home game to start things out. We'll just wait and see and stay tuned to WOGO and WOGO.com to find out where we might be. We have CFM hockey, girls hockey for you on Tuesday. They won tonight, and so they will come back here for their final game of the season on Tuesday. We'll have that for you against the St. Croix Fusion. That should be a dandy 6:40 pregame show here on WOGO. We'll take another break, come back, hopefully catch up with Matt Luckowitz, winning coach for Chi High, on our post-class mirror post-game show. So we'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back in three.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Well, the Cards squeak by Eau Claire North 1-0 tonight. A win is a win is a win, and Chi High moves to 7-14-1 on the season. And let's go downstairs. Our Connie Feedy is with head coach Matt Luckowitz.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great night to be a Cardinal fan. The 1-0 win against Eau Claire North. Your seniors showed up big with Jackson LeMay scoring his first shift of the game. How are you feeling about the senior night and seniors playing?
Yeah, watching Jackson come out, what a great shot. The line was working, moving the puck. A nice, hard shot, something that he's been doing all year. We've been trying to get him the puck more. We want him shooting. He's just got one of those shots that when he finds the net, man, that's hard to stop, because you look at the rest of the night, and boy, their goalie shut us down after that. So we were fortunate that we had a pretty good goaltender back there as well. But Jackson struck early, happy about that, and that happened to be the game winner.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys had over 30 shots on net, not a lot of goal scoring opportunities. And, you know, the night before, Tuesday night, excuse me, hard to get the puck in the back of net. What are some adjustments you're making as a team to get more offensive pressure?
Well, you can talk about a lot of things and you can practice it, but these things have to translate to games. And you brought up Tuesday, and we're just going to kind of have amnesia there and forget that that ever even happened and try to move forward. But no, to your point, you have to practice the things that you want to do in a game. You have to be shooting pucks. You have to be driving the net. You have to be doing those things. And, you know, some of these guys are old dogs, new tricks kind of a thing for us. And so we're trying to instill some of these things and get it out of them. Because when you see guys like that that have those kinds of shots, you want them shooting from anywhere and everywhere. Because you even saw some at the end here. I mean, those could have easily gone in the net. We just didn't hit the net.
Absolutely. I noticed that in the second period, some of your younger players had wide open nets and missing it. But opportunities, you've talked about that all season, just how they're building to start that connection. Are you seeing more progress with that?
Yeah, and that's we're seeing a lot of progress. So you'll watch some of our young lines. They'll be out here. They'll be cycling the puck. They'll be moving it. They'll have their head up. They're not quite strong enough, and they'll get there, and we don't expect that. We expect our freshmen and our sophomores not to be as strong as the juniors and seniors. That's just the nature of the beast. But you watch these guys, very smart hockey players, very bright futures. We've got a lot of time with these guys, and we're trying to just piece by piece get these guys going, and you're watching them do some nice things, and they're going to find the net here. We had some point-blank shots that guys missed. But those misses will stick with them. Those are things that drive you in the offseason to get better, and when you come back as a sophomore, junior, senior, hopefully you're going to start putting those away.
Absolutely. Last question. You know, after the seeding meeting, you still have two more games, Big River Conference games. How do you keep the team, the momentum going from tonight into those two games?
Well, that's just it. The Cardinals right now, we have to be honest with ourselves and say we're an inconsistent team. When you can go out on a Tuesday night and beat one of the best teams in the state in Hudson, and then you can go out on a Tuesday night 1 week later and lose to, you know, a Rice Lake team that isn't as strong, you just don't have consistency. And we have seen that time and time again this year. We've competed with really good teams, and we've not competed with really good teams. So we got to know who we are, and we talk about this all the time. We need to find our identity. We need to find out who we are, what we want to be. The problem is we haven't put it all together. And if you want to make a run in the playoffs, you have to be a consistent team, and you have to be doing those things time and time again on repeat.
Absolutely, totally agree. Well, congratulations, Coach, and hope you have a good week next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Cotty and Matt Luckowitz downstairs on our Post-Class Amir post-game show here. Time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Not much to talk about in the stats department tonight, just one, but it's a big one for Chi High. The lone goal came at 2:18 of the first period by Jackson LeMay, the team's leading scorer as far as goals is concerned, his 15th of the year. The assists going to Brett Carlson and Ethan Foyles, and it sounded like this.
Looks like Ethan Foyles got the assist on Jackson LeMay. Good two seniors working together, all seniors out on that shift, getting the plus for plus minuses. Excellent job showing up as a senior group and leadership.
2:18 when Chi High put it in the first period here. And the Cards are on the board. That's what it sounded like there. The goal scored at 2:18. Of the first period, and that was it, Connie, for the game, and it was enough.
Who knew that so quick into the game was going to be the defining moment?
Yeah.
I think
we could have gone home after that.
Called it a night.
Yeah, gone for supper or something, you know.
Right, but, yes. Get to sleep at a decent hour, good things.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, they played it to the end, and a 1-0 win for Chi High. Sometimes you got to win them close, and that's what they did tonight.
Absolutely, you know, and I think Coach Luckowitz talked about it. Eau Claire North has a heck of a goaltender. He's only
a
sophomore.
Yep.
He's very good. You know, he's played for Team Wisconsin. He's got a lot of experience, and he has a lot of confidence, and it shows. You got to in net. You have to believe in yourself.
Right, exactly. All right, well, we'll have basketball for you tomorrow night. It's Chi High hosting Rice Lake. Caleb Swenson's got the call for you. Chi Boys Basketball, 6:55 for you on WOGO, WOGO.com, 680 AM, 103.1 FM, and on our YouTube channel, WOGO Sports. Just click on that. You'll find tomorrow night's game. We'll be back here on Tuesday for the St. Croix Fusion and CFM Sabres. That should be a great one. 6:40 pregame show. Sabres coming off a win tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. It'd be exciting to watch them here playing the Fusion. You know, they had the 4-1 win.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their goaltender has just been playing very well. You know, a junior goaltender. It'd be really great to see the Sabres win on home ice against one of the top teams in the state.
Okay, we'll be back here on Tuesday night, and have a great weekend, everybody. Our crew here, Connie Feeney, Greg Stewart, thanks to Zach Wycheck, our radio producer tonight, Sam Aberle, on our YouTube production head here today for the YouTube production. And we'll be back with you on Tuesday night for girls hockey. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, final score again, Chi-High 1 and Eau Claire North nothing. Good night, everybody.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.